This is World Update with Dan Damon. France plans to cut its armed forces by a fifth and improve its NATO integration. We'll look at the reasons. The trial of the man accused of leading a group of mercenaries hired to overthrow the president of Equatorial Guinea goes on trial today. And will a tank of gasoline soon cost more than the car it runs? India's new super economy motor car. All that after the latest news.
BBC News with Mike Cooper. The President of France is announcing plans for a comprehensive reform of his country's armed forces, under which more than 50,000 military and civilian jobs will be cut. President Sarkozy is outlining plans for a smaller and more mobile French army, with more money spent on technology and intelligence. A high-ranking American official says the government must be more active in trying to prevent nuclear material being traded on the black market. The Energy Department's head of intelligence says the Americans should buy up any nuclear material found outside state control before anyone else can get their hands on it. The authorities in China have told the predominantly Muslim population of Xinjiang region in the northwest to stay indoors while the Olympic torch is paraded through the area on its way to Beijing. The Chinese government has suggested that Muslim Uyghur separatists in Xinjiang might try to disrupt the relay. Staff from the United Nations World Food Programme have been given rare access to the North Korean countryside to assess food shortages there. The visit by 20 staff is a condition for an American donation of 500,000 tons of grain. The charity Médecins Sans Frontières says there's been appalling torture and sexual violence in the Mount Elgon region of Kenya over the past 2 years. MSF says a 2-year conflict between the Kenyan military and a militia group has led to indiscriminate violence on both sides. The government of Afghanistan says it's flown reinforcements to the southern province of Kandahar, where Taliban militants say they've taken control of large parts of a district near the provincial capital. Witnesses have seen a build-up of NATO-led and Afghan forces in the Arkandab district. Scientists in Sweden say they've found similarities between the brains of gay men and heterosexual women. They found that the right and left hemispheres were almost exactly the same size in gay men and heterosexual women. In heterosexual men and lesbians, the right hemisphere of the brain was larger. BBC News.
Hello, this is World Update from the BBC in London. France is to slash 54,000 military and civilian defence jobs as part of a new security plan, and that'll be presented today by the President. A greater emphasis will be placed on intelligence gathering, according to Ministry of Defence officials. President Nicolas Sarkozy will present a white paper defining what he calls a new French defence doctrine for the next 15 years. He's addressing some 3,000 senior officers. Defence Minister Hervé Morin is to announce up to 50 closures of bases and defence facilities in early July. The leader of the opposition Socialist Party, François Hollande, speaking on the French RTL radio station, agreed that cuts were necessary, but there were wider consequences.
Comme il y a plus d'argent, comme il y a plus le format qui permet aux forces françaises de se projeter.
There's no more money, and the French armed forces are no longer capable of projecting force. And this has had a very serious impact, which is that France, or President Nicolas Sarkozy, has decided that our country will return to the integrated command of NATO.
Well, Michael Binion joins us. He's foreign affairs specialist at the London Times newspaper. How will this affect France's relations with its NATO allies, would you say, Michael?
I think it will improve them. It will show that France is very serious about modernising its armed forces and that it is going to spend more money on the things that are now needed, such as technology, intelligence, smaller, more mobile units. And this would probably make it easier for France to integrate into the NATO military command, as it's made clear that it now wants to do.
The danger, I suppose, is that other NATO members who are not part of the European Union will be concerned that what France is doing here is building European capacity rather than NATO capacity. He talks about pooling military transport aircraft under a single EU command. Might that have the wrong impact?
Well, that's always been a problem. There's always been a kind of divided loyalty, especially for the French and for some other NATO members, about whether they should look to strengthening the Europeans as a single military unit, a kind of European defence entity, or whether they should be simply part of the wider NATO effort. I think the emphasis is gradually moving towards a European defence entity. Britain has already taken some steps towards that. Britain has very close bilateral military relationship with France. There will be worries, of course, not only in NATO, but particularly in the United States and Canada across the Atlantic about this, feeling that this may be at the expense of NATO. But I think it can be done.
What about the effect on France's international profile, and in particular, its control over some of its overseas territories, which are supposed to be part of metropolitan France? Will that be affected?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons that these changes have been made, because the French have had this long history of French intervention, particularly in Africa, sending troops in at rather short notice to prop up sometimes rather dubious regimes, and indeed, as you say, in those overseas territories that are still part of France, though they're actually pretty small territories now, mostly islands around the world. I think the French have realized that this kind of intervention, this unilateral intervention at short notice...